You're listening to the FQXI podcast.
In our next items, we're showcasing some of the latest projects we're funding. First up, testing arrival theory to quantum mechanics.
The microscopic world behaves very differently to everyday reality. Particles can be in weird superpositions of being in two or more places at the same time, for instance. That's only until you measure them, though. At that point, reality solidifies and the particle chooses a set location. But how does that happen?
This is called the measurement problem. And standard quantum theory doesn't really have an answer yet. But collapse models developed in the 1980s and 90s modify quantum equations so that bigger objects, made of more and more particles, spontaneously drop out of superposition. Now, quantum physicist and FQXI member Catalina Oanu-Curzianu of the National Institute of Nuclear Physics in Frascati, Italy, and her colleagues are carrying out tests to see if this quantum alternative is correct, as Curzianu explained to reporter Karine Picama.
Quantum mechanics describes phenomena in the macroscopic world extremely well, but what we observe in the world of atoms and electrons does not match up with our own visual reality. For instance, while atoms can behave like waves, allowing them to be in more than one place or state at one time, bigger bodies do not show such behavior. So, what happens in between the microscopic and macroscopic worlds? The question of how the myriad of quantum possibilities collapses to the definite state we measure in the lab is such a big question that finding the answer could herald a paradigm shift for quantum physics as a whole. Quantum physicist Catalina Curzianu, who works at the National Institute of Nuclear Physics in Frascati near Rome in Italy, received an $85,000 grant from the Foundational Questions Institute in 2015 to experimentally investigate the collapse we observe when we take measurements of quantum systems. She explains.
When we measure a system, what happens is that we get a very definite answer. So one definite state emerges as an unambiguous event. Then one might ask, how does this wave function collapse and what generates the real events, what we measure or what we see? And the project in the framework of the Foundational Question Institute deals exactly with this and try to answer or to perform an experiment which allows us to get a step closer to the answer to this problem, because we believe that this phenomenon of the measurement and of the collapse of the wave function harbors exactly the secret of the physics of what happens.
The collapse model Curzianu and her colleagues use is called the dynamical reduction model. The beauty of this model is that it modifies the basic Schrödinger equation with additional terms that allow the waveform to collapse in a very natural way, because it allows microscopic systems to remain in superposition while it immediately collapses bigger bodies. What Curzianu measures in these models is radiation.
In our case, what we are doing, it's a measurement of an effect which is called spontaneous radiation emission, which is not present in the standard quantum mechanics. In this case, what we measure actually is this radiation, the spontaneous radiation, which should come out of the interaction of the particles with the field. It's a kind of a field which induces the collapse by the interaction with the particles.
If an electron were to travel through a big space on its own and there was no collapse field present, it would keep going in a straight line and there would be no radiation. Curzianu explains what happens when there is a collapse field.
Due to the interaction with this collapse field, the electron starts to zigzag. And whenever the trajectory changes, it emits radiation. But this radiation in our framework would appear out of the blue. That's why it's called spontaneous. This field which is inducing the collapse of the wave function, in the case of electron or of individual particles, would have the effect that changes the trajectory, if one can say trajectory, you know, the particle-wave duality. Mm-hmm. But however, would change the state of the electron, would interfere with the particle and would oblige it by the interaction with this field. So on one side, the interaction with the field, it's collapsing the wave function, obliging the electron or the system to choose among different possible solutions. On the other side, this field would be felt by the particles, and these particles in this sense would emit radiation. It's a side effect which we can measure.
So the radiation could be a signature of the existence of a collapsing field, and this is what Curciano hopes to find in her experiments.
We measure the radiation. In this case, radiation would be emitted by the particles present in the detectors themselves and by the surrounding materials. So what we see is an X-ray spectrum, which means energy is much higher than the visible light, but not as high as to enter in the field of gamma rays. So what we try to do is to get a measurement as clean as possible.
Unfortunately, measuring the small radiation signals related to collapse models is not easy because our environment emits huge amounts of radiation too. To reduce environmental radiation, Curciano's experiments take place within the belly of a mountain with instruments made out of ultra-pure germanium. The group is currently in the middle of working out how to reduce the background radiation even further.
We have done a preliminary measurement, a preliminary test measurement. So we are characterizing the detectors and the background. And out of this preliminary measurement, we are now analyzing the data. So we do both data analysis and Monte Carlo simulations to understand what part of what we measure can be ascribed to the residual background, which we know is there. And some very interesting results are coming out, which we hope to publish soon.
Curciano is hoping that they can experimentally get to a point where it is no longer possible to explain the radiation in terms of the background. This might take quantum physicists to a place where they can start to understand the measurement problem and shed light on the conundrum that has been bothering quantum mechanics since its inception, the transition from quantum to classical world. While she is very excited about the prospect of a new physics, she does not think that we will ever know the full truth about how nature works.
I believe that together with many theoreticians that quantum mechanics, what we know today, it's a limit of something else. I hope that somehow soon a glimpse of that theory will show its face in some experiment. So yeah, it might be that we are with quantum mechanics as Newton was with respect to Einstein, but we need an Einstein in this case.
That was Catalina Curciano chatting with reporter Corinne Pickermer. You can read a Q&A with Curciano by Corinne on the website www.fqxi.org/community. We're also posting links to more about collapse models on the podcast page too.